means carrying that person out of the masjid where he will be given more air, etc., and attended to. Now, let us take this, that in this case that you stated, the two brothers carried the one who fainted out. And in the last saf there was a doctor. And in the doctor's mind, he felt that he can render some valuable assistance, that he must terminate his salat and render the assistance.
Now, Mufti Sahib, a common event in most masajid, especially during the Jummah salah, is that children attend salah. Now, is it permissible for adults to terminate their salah, to quieten the children down if they are making a noise, for example, which we find quite common?
First of all, the hadith is very clear concerning the children and insane people, personnel. Menfolk, on one hand, should encourage the children to go for salat or jamaat, but definitely they should educate the child of how to behave in the masjid. And if the child has been repeatedly reprimanded for misbehavior, then it is better for the child to stay at home. Until such time that child learns how to behave in the masjid, it has become common practice, let alone Jummah, in some areas even during Isha, and mostly in Taraweeh Salat, that children are running, jumping, even crying and clapping hands in the back there in the saf.
But Mufti Sahib, is it permissible for the Musalli to terminate the Salat, to stop this from happening?
He will not terminate the Salat. He will not terminate the Salat. But after the Salah, then he can take the appropriate action. And unfortunately, in most of the masajid, that when he decides to terminate, if he decides to terminate it, which he should not do, even after his salam, he decides to go and take some forceful action, then the parents join up and they decide to take action against that one who is trying to maintain a healthy balance in the masjid.
Yes,
so the parent, he is always there to side his child, irrespective of how loudly the child is laughing in the back.
Children in masjid is a contentious issue. Every parent feels proud, my child is going to the mosque. Especially in Ramadan, it is like a circus out there. Every masjid throughout the country. No one can deny this. Men have failed to control their children, or they don't care to teach and be with their children for the entire duration of the salah. My appeal tonight is to the ladies. I've made this appeal during our outside broadcast in Ramadan. The ladies out there, when your child goes out in Ramadan, talk about the namaz, how the namaz was read, how many mistakes was made, who made the mistakes, how was it rectified. By doing this, you will get the child to see that you are showing an interest in for the child to dodge mosque or be out on the rampage, because the scene during Ramadan, during Taraweeh, if I can describe it to you, is there's cars parked all over on all the pavements. Children are playing the games we call C2C, and it's really a circus out there. You have to see this to believe it. And the fathers are in the front serfs, and they don't know like I said, I don't know if they don't care or what, but they are in the first serfs, and their children are out there having fun. And this is not the way to go. My appeal is to the ladies to take this thing to heart and now start sitting on the husband's head, that read your salah next to your child. Be aware where your child is and be constantly checking on your child.
As far as read your salah next to your child, this would not be conducive or would not be proper in the light of Shariat. However, the parent definitely every after 4 rakah should review the position of his child.
The children I'm talking about here is not non-nab alif, they are big children. The noisemakers in the masjid, we're still calling them children, but they up to the age of 18, you still find them making a noise.
One quick question, Mufti Sahib. Women folk having zikr in one room with a maulana in parda, is it permissible?
But the maulana went away in parda.
Somebody's in parda.
Maulana is behind the parda, and all the ladies are on the other side, and they are making zikr.
Congregational zikr for women is not proven in Shariat. the children you're talking about, Farooq, about 15-year-old, 16-year-old, these are no more children, they are balig, youngsters, and definitely they should be trained properly.
But who trains them? This is the question. The parents believe it's the alim's job, and alim say, no, I only spend 2 hours with your child, and you have that child for...
I attended a masjid in KwaZulu, and the mutawallis, the trustees of the masjid and the imam, they made mashwara meeting and came up with a solution. They had 4 musallis, very healthy looking in the back, and after the first 2 rakats, someone got a hiding, and the rest of the taraweeh was read in peace. So the masajid administration committee should definitely set some precedents of control and discipline. Otherwise, this matter is going out of hand, and as you have stated, that outside the youngsters even damage the cars, punch your tires, and take out the emblems of the cars, etc. This is out of control. The father, when he brings his child, and this person is 15-year-old, then he must stand near him. Yes, under then 7, he should be near his mother, learning how to make salat properly there. And the parents should not feel that we're taking our children to the masjid, and after 4 rakats they go outside and start playing. So definitely this situation has to be addressed.
And this is the start of this. Anything in conclusion?
In conclusion, 2 points. One is that our life should be rotating around salat. Our complete life, whether we are stationed or in journey, we should be saying that I will go after Zuhr, or I will go after Fajr, I will make my Zuhr at a certain place, Asr at a certain place, and I will reach my Maghrib time. So our Salat should be the focal and the pivot of our activities. Also, we are from the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. By saying we are from the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat, it means that simply that Allah has stated the Quran that makes Salat. And the number of rakat specified have been shown to us in the Sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's why we are Ahl Sunnah. And whether to recite the Takbir Tahrima softly, loudly, or the Qirat softly, loudly, has been determined by Ijma, which is consensus of opinion, wal jamaat. And the 4th derivation, source of derivation in Islam, is qiyas, which makes us Hanafi or Shafi, etc. Like, for example, if a person, instead of reading the tasbih of ruku, read the same tasbih in sijda, then nowhere in the Quran or in the sunnah or in the ijma this masala has been attended to. It has been attended to by the science of deduction of Shari analogy, which the Hanafis and Shafis, etc., employed. And, for example, if a person read the Tasbihat of Ruku in Sijda, then the rule will be that since he has not broken a Farz or Wajib, which does not make Sijda Sahu compulsory, and if he has done it unintentionally, obviously, then there is not even a sin. So we are performing the Salat according to the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat Hanafi specifications or Shafi specifications. And we should make it a point of not missing any Salat. That is the first thing to be accountable on the Day of Judgment.
Shukran, Mufti. Ziyad?
Alhamdulillah, Mufti Ilyas, you've enlightened us on the procedure of Salah. But inshallah, possibly in the next program, Brother Farooq, the spiritual aspects of Salah and what we should concentrate on during Salah.
That will come within a month or so, depending on Mufti's time. As food is needed at regular intervals to sustain the body, so Salah is needed to sustain the soul of man. It is the spiritual diet of a Muslim, whereof he takes part 5 times a day, and forms the foundation of his spiritual and moral development. Just as man has instinctive need and desire to sustain his body with food, so man stands in need of an ideal, the embodiment of all that is sublime, perfect, beautiful and powerful, which can satisfy his innermost urge by virtue of being above and beyond his comprehension. Salah is thus a manifestation of the yearning of the human spirit to be in touch with the divine spirit. Next week is drug week on this radio station. We on Focus will also be discussing drugs. With this, I leave you and bid you farewell for today. From the team, today is Brother Suleiman producing the program, and Hafez Zahir and Brother Ziyad. Assalamu alaikum, and Mufti Ismail. Assalamu alaikum, and in our reception desk in front, I always lead out Brother Ismail. From us all, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.